Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
When you're a new mom, you don't typically think of working out. Now, I did, and even though I knew better, right after I had my first child, I went walking. I stuck him in a little stroller and went walking and chucked a blood clot. And my doctor said, what were you even thinking? Because I know better. And he said, when I said take a walk, I meant to the mailbox and back. But some people really don't want to work out after their pregnancy, and some people do. But there are some guidelines and things that you need to be concerned about. My guest is Denise Jagru. She is a celebrated physical therapist, world-renowned speaker, and new author and expert in women's health issues. So, Denise, welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Thank you
when
so
do you
much.
Think it's safe? When is it safe? Just postpartum, if they had a vaginal delivery, and it's going to be, of course, different if they had C-section, for women to start even just walking and moving around, stretching, doing these things?
So postpartum, women don't have to wait to the 6-month checkup to do some light exercising. Walking is okay, but not, you know, up hills and doing a marathon or a cherry walk or anything like that. But doing some light walking on flat ground, doing some pelvic floor exercises to help the pelvic floor muscles recover, to get blood flowing, to help heal the area, doing breathing exercises, stretching exercises, but nothing too aggressive. You still do want to wait to your 6-month checkup to do more aggressive, a 6-week checkup to do the more aggressive exercise. And you don't want to be doing anything like sit-ups or anything like that for maybe 2 months or 3 months, because you want to allow the abdominal muscles to kind of heal and come back together.
So you mentioned pelvic floor. It's so important. We hear more and more about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And Kegel exercise would seem to be great, and pelvic tilts, pelvic lifts, all these bridges, things, but Kegel would seem to be difficult when you know, and your muscles are pretty weak down there, and sometimes you can't even poop properly for a week.
Right.
So what do you recommend to do for our pelvic floor, and how soon?
Well, it's hard. It's difficult for anybody to recruit pelvic floor muscle. You know, anybody I've worked with, I don't think that they've had the correct isolated contraction for a few sessions of me working with them. People tend to contract their butt muscles or their thigh muscles, or they hold their breath, or they suck in their stomach. And it's really the muscles on the inside, and it's tough to find them and just build awareness and recruit them because they're on the inside and you can't see them. So just doing some awareness exercises, like sitting on a rolled up towel and trying to imagine like you're trying to pick up the towel, or trying to imagine like you're trying to hold your urine or hold back gas, but not actually doing that when you're on the toilet. You want to make sure that when you're trying to void that you're actually relaxing those muscles. But when you're trying to practice exercising the muscle, imagine holding that back, or like if you have to go to the bathroom, actually holding back urine or gas. But it is difficult, and it may not be something that you want to do right after you deliver. You want to let the area just rest for a little bit, but you know, you don't want to wait too long before you start strengthening the muscles.
So what about strength training? When can you start doing it? And okay, forget strength training for a second. Let's hit core, because that seems to be what women want to hit right away. They want to get back into doing something so that their bellies don't sag,
right,
so that the skin doesn't get... And then there's planking and sit-ups and all these kinds of
right.
things. So when can they start doing those where they're not risking any kind of, you know, bleeding or over, you know, mm-hmm. tension, any of those things?
Right. Right. So the important thing to know is that there is a hormone going through the body called relaxin during pregnancy. It spikes during certain weeks and certain trimesters. And what it does is it relaxes and it targets connective tissue and collagen. And there's a connective tissue structure in between your abdominals that this hormone targets, because it targets all the connective tissue, not just the tissue in the pelvis that allows for the baby to drop and be delivered. So the abdominal muscles can separate, and they can separate a little too much, and that condition is called a diastasis recti. And you want to avoid certain positions during pregnancy and immediately postpartum to prevent too much of a separation of the abdominal muscles. So you don't want to be doing sit-ups. You don't want to be doing planking. You don't want to be on your hands and knees during pregnancy. And maybe about two and a half months after delivering, because the hormone is still making its way out of the body. So there's such pressure for women on social media to have, return back to their pre-baby body and within like a week or two, because celebrities are also always posting pictures and stuff like that. But you really do want to wait. So I would say at least 2 months postpartum before you start doing like a really aggressive abdominal core workout, because that hormone is still going through the body, the tissues are still weak, and the more that you do sit up too early on, the more you're splitting the muscles, and it's very difficult to rehab. So you want to make sure that you're protecting the area. There's certain bracing and certain movements that you want to use, and certain movements you want to avoid. So it's just about protecting the area and not being too aggressive about strengthening those muscles too soon.
So what about strengthening those muscles, like strength training, lifting weights? Because clearly we lift a baby. Now, maybe they're only 6, 8, 10 pounds, and they're 12. Right. They're not that very heavy, but mm-hmm. you do bend down, you're changing diapers, you're moving all around, you're picking them up at awkward angles. Is that mm-hmm. any different than strength training or lifting weights?
Well, if you do have this condition called diastasis recti, there's a certain bracing that you could use, and you could see a physical therapist, a women's health physical therapist, to learn how to stabilize the abdomen while you're doing movements like picking up your baby or picking up even a laundry basket or something in the house. There's a deep abdominal muscle that you want to contract to help stabilize the abdomen. That muscle is called the transversus abdominis, and if you can learn to squeeze your low abdomen as if you're trying to pull your belly button back to your spine, then, while you're doing certain movements like picking up something heavy or moving an object or twisting, you want to make sure that you're stabilizing your abdomen so that you're not splitting those muscles and, making the condition worse. So, if you're going to be on a heavy-duty abdominal core exercise program, you want to wait at least 2 months to start that, I would say. But if it's immediately postpartum, think about tightening your abdominal muscles, but the low abdominal muscles, to prevent it from splitting.
So we have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. Denise, give us your best advice for when a woman can start working out, how you want her to start working out, and how soon she can really start picking up the pace. And how does she know that she's okay to pick up the pace?
Well, if she's having like excessive bleeding, or if she has, the C-section scars that she's worried about, if she thinks that something is infected, or if something is oozing, or, scars or episiotomy scars or stitches, she should definitely be checking with her OB. So she should definitely be cleared by her OB before starting a heavy-duty postpartum exercise program. Within the first 6 weeks after giving birth, she can definitely take some light walks, start stretching, breathing exercises, pelvic floor muscle exercises, but light. And she should just listen to her body. Don't worry about what all the celebrities are doing or what's on social media. Just listen to themselves and know if they feel ready to move forward with a more aggressive program. But after their six-week postpartum checkup, they can talk to their doctor if they can go forward with doing something a little more aggressively, and then just progress as they feel most comfortable.
That's great advice and so important, ladies. So progress as you feel most comfortable. Watch for signs. Watch for blood clots to be thrown. Watch for aches and pains, sharp pains, shooting pains. Call your doctor. Consult a professional if you're going to. But as Denise said, you can start some, pretty basic exercises. Work on your pelvic floor muscles and work on some stretching and light movements. But don't overdo it with the relaxin hormone. You can have these issues. So make sure you see a professional. If you're having any issues at all, look for those red flags. But enjoy that time. It's such a wonderful time, and one that my producer is going to be going through very soon here. Thanks for listening. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay tuned for more great show, and stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.